Thank you, Peter. Now we have our last selection of news items for this first part of Chatterbox, this time with a commercial slant. Bernard Matthews says it is business as normal despite poor reports, and Kettle Foods result take a dip. First, we hear that a new chief executive is being sought for the local Chamber of Commerce. The search has begun for the new leader of Norfolk's biggest business lobbying organisation after Caroline Williams announced she is to step down from the Norfolk Chamber of Commerce. Mrs. Williams, who has been chief executive at the Chamber for 17 years, plans to leave at the end of April 2017 to pursue a career teaching yoga. However, she said the countdown to her departure would act as a motivation to complete outstanding projects in the Chamber's 120th anniversary year. She said, "Coaching has made me a more effective manager and yoga has kept me physically fit and mentally on track doing a challenging role. I feel I will be able to help members of the business community remain active and reduce their stress levels while giving myself a new challenge." She said she wanted to work with specific groups, including children and those with long-term conditions.
Bernard Matthews has insisted it is business as usual, despite reports of concerns over its financial position. Reports recently suggested the poultry producer had delayed payments to suppliers, but a spokesman for the EDP Top 100 company would not comment on the specific claims, which included the possibility that it could sell off land to raise cash. He said, "Bernard Matthews is a sound, well-run company, and it's very much business as usual for the organisation." The reports follow confirmation last month that the company was planning to cut 30 jobs at its bases at Great Witchingham outside Norwich and Holton near Hellsworth, a process which has not yet been concluded. In its most recent accounts, published in January, Bernard Matthews posted a pre-tax loss of £5.2 million for the year to June 28, 2015. That was a smaller loss than the previous year, when the figure was £9.9 million, though sales fell by £30 million to £276 million. Those accounts showed the company had current liabilities of £88.3 million, which included £38.3 million in bank loans and overdrafts.
Intense competition among snack manufacturers hoping to snatch the attention of consumers has seen sales dip at Norwich-based crisp maker Kettle Foods. The firm, which employs 450 people at its Beauthorpe base, reported a 5.4% reduction in sales to £79.3 million for the year ending July the 31st, 2015. Pre-tax profits for the same period dropped 31% to £8.2 million. However, Managing Director Ashley Hicks said the company's performance had been more positive in the period after the results were posted. Nevertheless, over the 12 months to July the 31st, 2015, the snacks market was exceptionally competitive, with increasingly aggressive headline promotions, which resulted in huge pressure on margins across the industry, he said. It comes as the hand-cooked crisp maker, which has been based in Norwich for 27 years, underwent a top-level change of ownership in February, when US parent company Diamond Foods was sold to rival Snyder's-Lance.
A brewery's horse and dray will parade through Norwich before the Lord Mayor starts this year's City of Ale festivities. Details of this year's launch event can now be revealed, with an afternoon of fun planned to launch the 10-day beer showcase, which this year includes 46 pubs and ale from 36 breweries. Lord Mayor Brenda Arthur will be collected from the City Hall and taken to the launch by Woodford's Horse and Dray, and Golden Star Morris dancers will be performing to welcome them into the garden of the Cathedral of St John the Baptist. The launch event itself will take place at the Narthex next to the Cathedral on Thursday the 26th of May. Crisp Maltings Group, which produces the malt that goes into beer, and is based in Great Ryeborough, near Fakenham, and Norwich's Bullard's Brewery, are sponsoring the launch event. Tickets for the launch event are on sale, priced at £6.47 online or £7 on the door. This includes admission and a pint of beer and a souvenir pint glass. All pints are £3 thereafter.
An unusual golden ale, which draws on the darker flavours of coffee, is being brewed specially for Norwich's City of Ale Festival. Three drink producers teamed up to create something different for this year's celebration, fusing artisan roasted coffee and craft beer, which are both experiencing an explosion in popularity. Grey Seal Coffee in Glanford, Poppyland Brewery in Cromer, and Hindringham-based Norfolk Brewhouse are working together to fuse the two distinct flavours and are brewing it ahead of the festival. Coffee beers typically involve darker beers such as stouts and porters, but David Holliday of the Norfolk Brewhouse said he wanted to challenge this unwritten rule and provide a drink to test the skills of the brewers and also surprise the drinkers. My vision was to have a coffee beer which was golden in colour, so when drinkers smell the aroma and take a taste, then the coffee would be a pleasant surprise, he said. Ales of the unexpected, you might say, but in a nice way.
Well, that's all from Liz and myself. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. Now we'll hand over to Pauline and Chris for part two of Chatterbox.